音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年3月10日，星期日。我们今天又非常的荣幸的可以再次聆听我们圣爱者的阿叔和上高耶和华部为我们继续讲述今天的圣典国家晚上的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam.Today, continue second canto, chapter 6, Purusukta confirmed. Today, text number 35.
我们今天继续阅读圣典波扎瓦坛第二篇第六章赞美至尊主的颂歌得到证实。我们今天阅读的诗节呢是第35诗节。
Sahaham
Sahaham
SamamaSamamnaya maya,
Samanaya maya,
Tapamaya,
Tapamaya,
Soham Samamnaya maya, Stapomaya,
Soham Samamaya maya, Stapomaya,
Raja.
Prajapatinam
Prajapatinam Abhivandita
Abhivandita
Pati
Pati
Prajapatinam Abhivandita Pati
Prajapatinam Abhivandita Pati
Astaya
Astaya
Yogam
Yugam
Nipunam
Nipunam
Samahita
Samahita Samahita
Astaya Yogam Nipunam Samahitas
Astaya Yugam Nipunam Samahitas
Tam
Tam
Na
Na
Adyagacham
Adyagacham
Yata
Yata
Atma
Atma
Sambhava
Sambhava
Tam Nadyagacham Yata Atma Sambhava
Tam Nadyagacham Yata Atma Sambhava
Soham Samamnaya Mayastapo Maya
Soham Samam Sorry.Soham Samamaya Yamaya Stampomaya
Prajapatinam Abhivandita Pati
Prajapatinam Abhivandita Pati
Astaya Yogam Nipunam Samahitas
Astaya Yogam Nipunam Samahitas
Tam Nadyagacham Yata Atma Sambhava
Tam Nadyagacham Yata Atma Sambhava
Not easy, it's a big one. okay, word for word.
字对字
Sahaham
Sahaham 我自己
Samamanyaya Maya
Samamanyaya Maya在使徒在伟大智慧的使徒传系中
Tapamaya
Tapamaya 成功的经历了所有的苦行
Prajapatinam
Prajapatinam 所有众生的 祖先
Abhivandita
Abhivandita 崇拜的
Pati
Pati 主
Astaya
Astaya 成功的习练
Yogam
Yogam 玄秘力量
Nipunam.
Nipunam. 很精到。
Samahita.
Samahita. 自我觉悟的。
Tam.
Tam. 至尊主。
Na.
Na. 不。
Adhyagacham.
Adhyagacham. 恰当的理解。
Yata.
Yata. 从谁。
Atma.
Atma. 自我。
Sambhava.
Sambhava, 生出。
Okay, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，尽管我被称为伟大的 Brahma, 精通经使徒传系所传承的伟大知识，尽管我从事过所有的苦修，精于神秘力量和觉悟自我，尽管生物体的伟大祖先们这样看待我，恭恭敬敬地向我顶礼，但我却不能了解至尊主，我出生的源头。要旨，宇宙中最伟大的生物体 Brahma 承认，他虽然精通广博的伟大知识，虽然苦修苦行觉悟自我并具有神秘力量，虽然受到生物体伟大祖先 Pajapati 们的崇拜，但却无法了解至尊主，所以具备上述这些资格并不足以了解至尊主。 Brahma 只是在他怀着奉爱之心急切的努力以至尊主服务时，才能够对至尊主有一点点了解，因此人只能靠真诚的服务心态了解至尊主。光凭当个哲学思辨家就或练就神通等物质资格，无法了解至尊主。就有关这一真相，佛家梵歌第十八章第54至55节诗中明确的证实说，这样处在超然境界中的人，立即觉悟至尊凡，变得充满了喜乐，他永不悲伤，不再想得到什么，他平等对待众生。在这种情况下，他达到了为我做奉爱服务的境界。只有做奉爱服务，才能够如实的了解作为至尊人格守神的我。当人这样的满怀对我的意识时，他就能够进入神的王国。觉悟自我，以及靠学习伟大知识，从事苦修来获得上述的高级资格等，能帮助人走上奉爱之途，但如果不做奉爱服务，人就始终是不完美的，因为他即使有了对自我的觉悟，也不可能真正的了解至尊主。觉悟自我能够使人有资格成为奉献者，而奉献者只有凭借服务的态度，才能够逐渐的认识人格守神。人不应该把《薄伽梵歌》上述诗节中的梵文“引入”一词的意思误解为是融入至尊者的存在。即使在物质存在中，人也融在至尊主的存在中。没有哪一个物质主义者能够使自己摆脱物质的束缚，因为自我与至尊主的外在能量融合在了一起。正如外行人不会把奶油从牛奶中分离出来，一般人也不可能凭借获得的某种物质资格使融入物质的自我摆脱出来。这个凭借奉爱态度的进入，意味着能够加入与至尊主本人进行交往联谊的行列，以致至尊主做的奉爱服务意味着摆脱物质束缚，然后进入神的王国，具有与他同样的本质。练奉爱瑜伽或成为至尊主的奉献者，目的并不是要丧失自己的个体性。解脱分五种形式，其中一种是融入至尊主的存在或身体，梵文称为 Satyuja Mukti。 除了这种形式的解脱，获得其他的四种形式的解脱的灵魂都保持自己的个体性， 永恒地为至尊主做超然的爱心服务。因此薄伽梵歌诗节中用引入用进入一词，只针对根本不想要任何形式的解脱的奉献者而言，这些奉献者只满足于为至尊主做服务，根本不在乎身处的环境和状况。 Brahma 是这个物质世界中的第一个被创造的生物体，他直接从至尊主那里学到了伟大知识，因此有谁能是比 Brahma 更优秀的伟大知识学者呢？他承认，尽管他有完美的伟大知识，但却没有能力了解至尊主的荣耀。既然没人能够比得上 Brahma， 那些所谓伟大知识学者又怎么能全面的了解绝对真理呢？因此，所谓的伟大知识学者们，除非接受觉悟自我加奉爱的训练，否则不可能进入至尊主的存在。梵文维丹塔的意思是自我觉悟， Bhakti 的意思是在某种程度上认识人格守神。没人能够完全了解人格守神，但凭借投靠服从至尊主和奉爱的态度，人至少能够对绝对真理人格守神有某种程度的了解。 Brahma Samhita 中也说，光是研读伟大知识的人很难找到人格守神的存在，但至尊主的奉献者却很容易找到他。正因为如此，圣 Vyasadev 并没有因为编纂了伟丹塔 Sutra 就感到满足，而是在他听到灵性导师 Narada 的劝告后编纂了圣典薄伽瓦坛，以便了解觉悟自我的真正意思。因此圣典薄伽瓦坛是了解对真理的绝对媒介。译文：尽管我被称为伟大的 Brahma， 精通经使徒传系传递的伟大知识，尽管我从事过所有的苦修，精于神秘力量和觉悟自我，尽管生物体的伟大祖先们这样看待我，恭恭敬敬地向我顶礼，但我却不能了解至尊主，我出生的源头。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Pashatyadeshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakaupatarubhyarcha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here we are learning a very, very important lesson from Lord Brahma.
今天呢，我们就从主 Brahma 那里学到了一个非常非常重要的教导。
Lord Brahma is the first Acharya in our disciplic Sampradaya.
在我们的使徒传系 Sampradaya 中，主 Brahma 是第一位 Acharya.
He was the one who initiated this disciplic succession.
他是那位启迪了整个的这条使徒传系的人。
He was the one who compiled all the Vedic, received for the first time all the Vedic wisdom.
那么实际上是他呢，这个编纂了所有的最开始的这个伟大的智慧，伟大的知识。
Krishna chose to speak to Lord Brahma first.
因为 Krishna 他选择了先和主 Brahma 讲述这门知识。
Means Lord Brahma, yes, due to his previous to the activities in his previous lifetime, in a previous creation, he was a very qualified person.
就是说呢，在之前的这个创造中，在他之前的生时中呢，使得主 Brahma 成为了一个非常的有资格的人。
Lord Brahma had undergone so many austerities in order to please the Lord.
为了要取悦主，主 Brahma 他就经历了很多的苦行。
And because of that, he acquired so many mystic powers.
那就是因为这个呢，他得到了很多的玄秘的力量。
And he became self-realized.
他呢，也就从而得到了自我的觉悟。
He understood his real identity in relationship with the Lord.
他也呢就明白了他和主之间的关系以及他自己真正的身份。
So all great personalities throughout the history in this creation, they all recognize our Lord Brahma is extraordinary personality, a great devotee.
所以说呢，在整个的这个历史长河中，在这条传系上的所有人都知道主 Brahma 他是一位非常伟大的人物。
But yet here we can see is admitting his failure to know the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，我们可以看到他自己在说，就是在承认他自己不懂，没有办法去理解至尊主。
Already in the previous verse, he mentioned that he could understand the Lord to a little extent because he had this eagerness to engage in devotional service.
但是在之前的这个世界里面呢，他也讲到了，就是由于他非常的热切的想要去从事奉献服务，使得他从某些方面能够有一点点的对至尊人格首身的理解。
So he could have this understand, this realization about the Supreme Lord because he was very eager to engage in devotional service.
那么就是由于他那么热切的想要为至尊主服务，使得他有可能去理解了至尊主。
Because the Lord can only be known by this sincere mood of service.
因为呢，主只有通过这种非常的真诚的、严肃的想要为他做服务的这种情绪、这种心绪下，才有可能被理解。
And this is what one of the verses that Srila Prabhupada quotes here from Bhagavad Gita 18:55, he mentions very clear.
那所以说呢，Srila Prabhupada 他在今天这个要旨里面呢，就引述了《薄伽梵歌》里面的一个诗节，《薄伽梵歌》第十八章的第55诗节。那在这里面呢，对这个内容呢，就讲得很清晰。
You have this verse available.
I need to get it. I have it now.
Okay. Can you read the translation?
Yeah.
1855.
Yeah.《薄伽梵歌》第十八章的第55诗节，这诗节是这样的：只有做奉爱服务，才能够如实的了解作为至尊人格首身的我。当人充满了奉爱之情的全然意识到我时，他就能够进入神的王国。
This is a statement by Lord Krishna, and is one of the last words that Krishna spoke to Arjuna.
所以这是由主 Krishna 所亲自讲述的话，是Krishna 对 Arjuna 讲到后面的话了。
A person can only understand Krishna as he is, you know, by the process of devotional service.
对一个人呢，他只有通过奉爱服务的程序，才能够了解Krishna 其人。
So if we desire to understand Krishna, to know him to a certain extent, we have to take to the process of devotional service very seriously.
所以如果我们要是真的有这种愿望想要理解 Krishna 的话，那我们呢就必须要达到这么一种状态，就是要很认真的想要为 Krishna 做奉献服务才行。
Many spiritualists may say, I don't need to know Krishna. I don't need to know this person.
那有很多的这个灵性主义者，他可能会说，那我不需要知道 Krishna 是谁，我不需要了解这人是谁。
I just want to be self-realized.
我只是想要得到自我觉悟而已。
To realize that I am one with the absolute truth.
我只是需要去了解我是和那个绝对真理在一起的人就行了。
And I have nothing to do with this material existence.
而且呢，我和这个物质的存在也没有什么关系。
I want to become totally free from any miseries connected with the material world.
所以我呢就想完全的和在这个物质世界里面的痛苦相分离。
I want to realize that I am one.
而且呢
with the absolute truth.
那我呢就想去觉悟到我和那个绝对的真理是合一的就行了。
Yes, certainly, through their endeavor, through their austerities and pursuit of knowledge, they can to a certain extent realize their spiritual identity.
那当然了，就是通过他们的这个努力，通过他们对于这个学术上的这个理解，那他实际上是可以明白他的这个灵性的身份的。
But they always require the mercy of the Lord.
但是呢，总是需要去得到主的仁慈。
They have to follow the process that the Lord has established.
所以呢，他们就必须要去遵循由主所建立起来的原则和程序。
Because they desire to achieve that type of self-realization, the Lord grants them that opportunity.
那么因为他们想要得到那样形式的自我觉悟，所以说呢，主呢就同意给他们这样的机会。
But the result is that they will lose their individuality.
但是这个的结果就变成了他会失去他自己的个体性。
And that is very frightening.
那这实际上是很可怕的。
It's like committing a suicide.
就好像是自杀一样。
It's horrible.
很可怕。
Because yes, they will become free from material existence. That's wonderful.
那当然了，他肯定是能够摆脱物质的存在。那这是一件挺美妙的事儿。
No more birth, death, old age, and disease.
再不会有生老病死了。
No more office hours.
也再不用上办公室去上班了。
No more miseries connected with material existence.
那么也就再也不会有和物质的存在相连接的痛苦了。
But that's it.
那也就仅此而已了。
Yes, you know, if you compared with any material situation, that is already an incredible achievement.
那当然，如果要是和任何的物质的状态相比的话呢，那这已经是一个非常了不起的一种成就了。
But to become one, to lose one's identity, is very frightening.
但是呢，与这个至尊主合一，然后呢，失去了自己的个体性，这实际上是一件很可怕的事儿。
Because it completely destroys any opportunity to have a loving relationship with others.
因为这样呢，就彻底的毁掉了自己和其他人的。有这种爱的关系的机会。
And how can an individual soul exist without loving relationships?
那一个个体的灵魂，如果要是没有爱的关系的话，它怎么能够存在呢？
Even in material existence, a person cannot exist without having some loving relationships.
即便是在这个物质的存在中，如果一个人他没有任何的爱的关系的话，他是没有办法活下去的。
Because it's from loving relationships that we derive the highest satisfaction, highest happiness.
因为就是从这个爱的关系中，我们得到了最高的快乐以及最高的满足感。
Yes, we may feel happy to get a lot of money.
那当然了，可能我们会因为得到很多钱而感到非常的开心快乐。
To obtain some position.
或者说呢，我们达到了某种位置，我们会感到很开心。
To achieve our to achieve our goals.
或者我们这个达到了我们的目的目标。
But in any situation, when we experience happiness by those material achievements, there is always connection with other people. You share your happiness, your achievements, your good fortune, whatever you achieve, you share that with others. You partake with others. That's what makes these things interesting, because you can.
Ah, sure. Sadie, 是我不在了吗？二宝，二宝，
是阿叔好像掉线了。阿叔，好像阿叔掉线了。
哦，是阿叔掉线了是吧？哈。
嗯。
那我先把刚才阿叔说的给说了，还是咱先叫阿叔？
你说吧。看
是。那不好意思啊，我们这个阿叔现在暂时掉线了。我们在连阿叔的时候，我先赶紧把阿叔刚才说的这个话给说一下。阿叔刚才说的那意思呢，就是说，因为我们在这个物质存在中，我们就即便是在这个物质存在中，无论我们得到了哪方面的这个成就，那么这个真正的在这个成就中的这个快乐的部分，就在于我们可以把我们得到的这种各种成就是和其他人去分享。那么通过这种爱的这种关系去和人家去分享了以后呢，我们才能够感到这种内心的这种快乐。然后阿叔就断了。Mother is in this group.
She's in a group. Okay, she would learn. Okay. So, as we were saying, a person may achieve many, many things, material things that are certainly very, very wonderful, but he can only really experience happiness if he can share with others, particularly those he loves.
那我们刚才就讲到了，就一个人呢，他可能呢能够得到很高的这种物质成就，很多的物质成就，这当然是很好的一件事情。但是呢，他真正的快乐就来于他可以和其他人去分享那些成就，特别是和那些他所爱的人去分享。
Means if he cannot share those things with people we love, people we endear, then we cannot really be happy.
那也就意味着，如果我们要是不能够和那些我们非常的亲爱的、非常的这个亲近的那些人去分享的话，那也就意味着我们没有办法真正的快乐起来。
I still remember, was a very a man was an American person was very very wealthy at one time. He was the topmost wealth in the world.
那我还记得有一个美国人，他呢曾经是美国的首富。
He had terrible relationships with others.
他是世界首富，但是呢他和所有的人的关系都搞不好。
He was miserable.
对，他非常的痛苦。
Even though he had so much money, so much wealth.
那么即便他有那么多的钱财。
And he was always frightened that his wealth will be taken away.
而且他总是非常的担心他的这些财富会被人拿走。
He had no security, even though he had so much money, could buy anything he wanted.
那么虽然他有这么多钱，他想买什么就能买什么，但他一点安全感都没有。
Because he had no loving relationships.
那就是因为他没有任何的爱的关系。
So this shows that the most important are relationships with others, loving relationships.
所以说呢，这就显示了和其他人的关系以及爱的关系的重要性。
This is really the source of our greatest happiness.
而这个呢，也是我们的极大的快乐的源泉。
And without this happiness, our existence is unbearable.
那如果要是没有这样的快乐的话，那我们的存在是没有办法去容忍的。
That's why many people, because of not having loving relationships, even though they may have many material opulences and material facilities, but because they don't have loving relationships, they commit suicide.
那么也就是这个原因呢，使得很多人也许可能他有很多的物质的富裕，他有很多的物质的拥有， 但是就是由于他没有这种爱的关系而导致了他的自杀。
And this is in a material platform, in material existence.
而这个呢是在物质层面的，是在物质层面的物质存在。
In spiritual existence is the same.
但是呢在灵性的存在上也是一样的。
The goal is to develop real loving relationships.
那么这个目标呢是真正的培养起爱的关系。
Because here we already value loving relationships, but the problem is that loving relationships in this world are prone to fail.
那么我们其实在物质世界里面呢，我们已经是想要去培养这种爱的关系了。但是在物质世界的这种爱的关系的问题就在于它一定会垮掉的。
Because these loving relationships are exchanging have been exchanged in a temporary realm.
因为呢就是这种爱的关系呢它是在一种临时的这种状态下去进行互换的。
So anytime loving relationships can be broken.
所以说呢在任何一个时刻的这种爱的关系都有可能被打破。
And they will eventually all be broken because the time of death will separate ourselves from others.
那么对于我们来说呢也都是会最后这个关系是被坏掉的。原因呢就是由于这个时间它最终会把死亡带到我们的面前，使得我们和别人的这种关系呢就这样的消失殆尽了。
But everybody value the importance of loving relationships.
但是每一个人呢，他都会觉得和别人的这种爱的关系是非常的有价值的，非常的。
So, real spiritual life means to rediscover to find that type of loving relationships that do not broken, do not break, that remain steady and always give fresh and satisfying.
那所以呢，就是我们真正要去寻找的是永久不破的，让我们一直感到非常的心满意足的永恒的关系，去重新发现这个关系。
So this is the goal of life.
那所以这个呢，是我们生命的目标所在。
And this is a reality. We all have a loving relationship with Krishna, eternal loving relationships.
而这个呢也是事实，就是我们每一个人都和 Krishna 有一个永恒的爱的关系。
That loving relationship we have with Krishna is perfect, is complete, and is eternal.
而且我们和 Krishna 的关系呢，它是完整的，是完美的，而且是永恒的。
So to realize oneness with the absolute truth is just one aspect.
所以说呢，意识到和绝对合一，它其实只是对绝对真理的一方面的理解。
Yes, we have to become one with Krishna.
那毫无疑问，我们确实要变得和 Krishna 合一。
Yes, we become one because we realize our nature is the same as the Lord's nature, and our nature is related with His nature.
那么我们之所以能够和意识到和 Krishna 合一的原因呢，是因为我们意识到了我们和 Krishna 所具有的这种本性、这种性质是一样的。
And to enter.You know, to become one with Brahman, to become one with the Supreme Lord, does not mean we lose our individuality.
但是呢，与这个梵至尊梵合一，与 Krishna 合一，这并不意味着我们就要失去我们自己的个体性。
For instance, there's a green tree with green leaves and a green bird.Enters into that tree.
比如说呢，我们看到了一棵树，那么这棵树呢，它是绿色的，而且上面有长满了绿色的叶子。然后这会儿呢，有一只绿色羽毛的鸟儿飞进了这个树叶里面。
So it seems like the bird become one with the tree because you don't see him anymore.
那么这样看起来呢，好像这个鸟呢和这个树呢就合一了，因为我们再也看不见这个鸟到底在哪儿了。
But what this is the example of the impersonalists.
那所以这个呢，就是非人格主义者的例子。
The bird enters in the green tree. The green bird enters in the green tree, and we cannot see him anymore. He becomes one with the tree.
所以说呢，当这个绿色的鸟儿飞进了绿色的树里面以后呢，它就和这个树合一了。我们再也看不到这只鸟了。
But we know that the bird goes into the tree, and there are so many activities. He's eating the fruits of the tree. He's maybe making his own nest and having his own families. So many things going on in the life of the bird inside the tree.
但是呢，我们知道这只鸟儿它飞进了这棵树，然后呢，它在这个树里面呢从事了各种各样的活动。它在这个树上去吃果子，然后呢，可能在这个树里面呢还搭了窝，在这里面呢还建了自个儿的家。
So only on the appearance, it seems that a bird enter in the tree and loses its individuality, but we know it's not true.
所以说呢，从表面上来看呢，好像是这个鸟飞进了树，然后呢，它和树合一了，它失去了它自己的个体性，但其实不是这样的。
Impersonalists also give the example of the river flowing to the ocean and then become one with the ocean.
这个人格主义者呢还会给我们另外一个例子，就是关于所有的河流都会流入到海洋，然后呢这个河流呢就和这个海洋成为了一体。
But they forget that we are not really the water, because the water is not a living entity.
但实际上我们
we cannot be compared with the water.
但实际上我们呢其实不能够真正的把自己比较成为是这个河水，因为这个河水呢它并不是这个生物体。
We can also accept the same example.
那么我们也可以接受这同样的例子。
We are like the aquatics within the water of the river.
那么我们呢就好像是在这个河水里面的aquatic 就是这个海洋生物，就是这个水里面的这个动物一样。
You are living entities within the water of the river, and when we enter in the ocean, there are so many living entities there.
那么我们呢是生活在这个水里面的这种生物体，然后呢这个随着这个水一起流入了海洋，但是在这里面呢有好多的生物体都在里边。
The fish who goes from the river to the ocean does not lose individuality when he enters in the ocean.
那么从这个河水里面流入到海洋里面的这些鱼儿呢，不能够因为它从河里面流到了这个，就和河水一起并入到海洋里后呢，它就失去了它的个体性。
So the same, when we become one with the absolute truth, means we become of the same nature as the absolute truth, but we remain.Individuals as Krishna is an individual.
所以说呢，就是当你和这个绝对的真理合一的时候呢，那也就意味着你和这个绝对真理具有相同的品质。但是呢，你还和Krishna 一样具有个体性，因为 Krishna 他自己本身也是具有个体性的。
So certainly we have to come to that stage of realizing our oneness with the absolute truth. We have to come to that stage.
那么毫无疑问呢，我们必须要达到这个层面，就是我们和至尊是合一的。我们一定要是要达到这样的一个层面才可以。
But that's not the ultimate aspect of self-realization. That's not the goal of self-realization.
但是这个呢并不是最终的自我觉悟的那个全面，而且呢这也不是我们自我觉悟的目标。
It's just the beginning of self-realization.
达到这样的层面呢，它只是自我觉悟的开始。
I am not this material world. I am spiritual. I am one with everything spiritual. Yes, this is the beginning.
那我呢并不属于这个物质世界，我是灵性的。我是和这个灵性世界相合一的，那么这是对的，而且呢，这也是一个开始。
I'm liberated from material existence.
那我从物质的存在中得到了解脱。
But now it's the time to experience my spiritual existence.
但是呢，现在呢，是 我要去体验我的灵性的存在的时候了。
嗯 ，If I am a spiritual soul means I am an individual。
那如果我要是一个灵性的灵魂的话，那也就意味着我是一个个体的。
And every soul, spiritual soul is an individual。
而且每一个灵性的灵魂都是个体的。
And the supreme soul is also an individual。
而且呢，这个至尊的灵魂它也是一个个体的。
So the next stage is to become engaged in spiritual activities。
那么所以说呢，下一个层面呢，就要开始去从事灵性的活动了。
To have loving relationships with others。
也就是说呢，去和其他人建立起爱的关系。
We realize now that our real identity is spiritual. Now we're gonna have the next stage is to realize, to experience loving relationships with other individual souls.
那所以现在呢，我们意识到了我们自己是灵性的个体。那么下一步呢，就是我们要去体验着和其他的这些灵性的个体有爱的关系中的互动。
And the way to connect with other individual souls is by our loving relationship with the Supreme Lord.
那么我们呢，就通过和至尊主的这种爱的关系，去体验和其他的个体生物之间的爱的关系。
So this is the natural goal of self-realization.
所以说这个呢，就是自我觉悟的天然的目标。
So this can only happen by practicing devotion, by the process of devotion.
但是只有去练习奉爱的程序。才有可能达到。
Not coming to a stage of losing our individuality and becoming nothing or become one with everything.
并不是说呢，来到一个层面失去了我们自己的个体性，然后呢和其他的事物融合为一，并不是这样的。
This is totally frightening.
那这样的一种状态呢，是非常的可怕的。
Usually, this type of self-realization interests those who have a very bad experience by being experience their individuality in this world and be constantly exploited. So they become afraid of maintaining, keeping an individuality when they become self-realized.
那么通常来说，在这个物质世界，如果他要是一直都在被剥削，然后有非常不好的这种体验的人呢，那他就会很害怕，在自我觉悟之后呢，依然还会去保持他自己的个体性。
Person who has difficulties having loving relationships in this world and feels always exploited and dominated by other individuals. So they want this type of self-realization where they merge into the oneness, so they will not have to face these difficulties they experience in the immaterial existence.
当一个人在物质的这个存在中的生活非常的痛苦，而且恒常不断的被别人所剥削的时候，那么他呢就希望在他这个得到自我觉悟之后呢，他能够和这个至尊能够合为一体，然后这样的话呢，他就不用再去面对和其他人在关系中所遇到的所有的这些痛苦了。
But it's not the solution.
但是这并不是解决方案。
To become one with the absolute truth is just the beginning of self-realization.
和绝对真理合一，这只不过是自我觉悟的开始而已。
And then from that point, realize that we have our individuality, we have our desires, and there are other living entities, and there is a supreme living entity, and they are all wonderful. Nobody is there to exploit us. Everybody wants just to share loving, very affectionate, loving relationships with us.
然后从那个地方呢，我们就意识到了，其实我们是有自己的这个个体性的存在的。 然后呢，我们是有自己的这种活动的，而且呢，还是有其他的那些生物体的存在，以及至尊的生物体的存在。那我们彼此之间的关系呢，是相亲相爱的，而且呢，也不会有任何人对任何人的剥削，实际是一个非常的这个美妙的一种存在的状态。
So to be engaged in a loving devotional service, this is the most natural, situation for the individual soul.
所以说呢，对于个体的灵魂来说呢，去从事奉献服务的程序是一种非常自然的状态。
And it's the platform for real happiness.
而且呢，这也是真正的快乐的层面。
As we experience happiness in the material world through loving relationships, mainly, it's the same in the spiritual world. It's through loving relationships we are going to experience the real bliss.
那所以说，就像我们在这个物质世界里面，我们是通过这个爱的关系去体尝快乐的。那么在灵性世界也是如此，我们是通过这种爱的关系去体尝着真正的极乐。
The difference and the big difference is that the loving relationships in the spiritual world are perfect and complete and eternal.
但是他们之间的这个区别就在于，在灵性世界的这种关系是完美的，是完整的，而且是永恒的。
Whereas in the material world, we all know what loving relationships are.
但是呢，在这个物质世界，我们大家都知道这个爱的关系到底是什么。
So yes, here we experience the highest happiness in having loving relationship with others. But we know how imperfect they can be, and how they deceiving sometimes. They can be and give us so much suffering. So we should hanker for that type of loving relationships where these things, these flaws that are not present.
嗯，那么在这个物质世界呢，我们也可以去体尝非常美妙的这种爱的关系。但是呢，我们大家都知道，就这种爱的关系它不恒长，而且呢，有的时候呢，这种爱的关系会让我们处在无尽的痛苦之中。所以说，我们应该去这个期望着、祈求着得到一个就是这些痛苦的方面不存在的这种爱的关系。
So the process of devotional service is the means to enter into that type of loving relationships.
所以说呢，这个奉献服务就是让我们进入到那样的爱的关系的方法。
And this is the most natural situation.
那么这个呢，也是最自然的一种状态。
That's what the individual soul it was created for, to have a loving relationship with the Lord.
而且这也是为什么我们这个个体灵魂它能够被创造出来的原因，就是呢，要和至尊主有这种爱的关系。
So this is what Lord Brahma realized. He was self-realized when he was in that, became self-realized when he was sitting in that lotus flower, you know, and he was the holy person, and he became self-realized with knowledge of the Vedas and his austerities, he became self-realized.
那么所以呢，这就是主 Brahma 他所觉悟的。那他是一个自我觉悟了的灵魂。当他坐在这个莲花之上，他在进行着所有的这些苦思冥想的时候，进行着苦修的时候，他就从这个绝对的知识，从这个伟大的知识中得到了自我的觉悟。
And by the mercy of the Lord gave him his darshan, you know, he showed himself to him. Now, Lord Brahma was so excited.
而且呢，就在主的仁慈之下呢，主就给了主 Brahma 一个 darshan 的机会。然后当主 Brahma 看到主的时候呢，他非常的兴奋。
He did not develop the eagerness to become that supreme person.
但是他并没有热切的想要成为那个至尊的人。
No, he wanted to serve that supreme person.
不是这样的，他只是想要去服务这位至尊人。
That's why he wrote the beautiful poem Brahma Sanghita.
也就这原因呢，他写下了美妙的诗歌 Brahma Sanghita, 佛诃摩赞。
Many wonderful verses glorifying the supreme personality of Godhead.
在这里面呢，这个写下了很多很多的美丽的诗集来 荣耀至尊人格首身。
The Brahma Sangita is not available anymore.
但是婆罗诃摩就是梵天本集这本诗集呢，现在已经没有了。
We only have the fifth chapter. That's all we have.
那现在我们所拥有的呢，只有这五个诗节。
And apparently there were other chapters.
那么其实呢，总一共有100个诗节。
But we have only the fifth chapter that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found in the south of India.
但是呢，我们现在只有五个诗节，而且这五个诗节呢是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在南印度的时候发现的。
But this fifth chapter already has so many wonderful descriptions about the spiritual world and the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，就是仅仅这五个诗节已经涵盖了非常美妙的对至尊如主以及对灵性世界的描述。
This is the realizations and what Lord Brahma had seen.
那这些呢都是主 Brahma 他所看到的觉悟。
And we see in all the verses of this fifth chapter, he concludes all the verses in the same way. Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
而且呢，在这五个诗节里面呢，主 Brahma 他是以同样的这一节诗来结尾的。
I glorify, offer my obeisances, my glorification to Govinda, the original personality of Godhead.
那么我向最原初的主Govinda 致以我前进的顶拜，我荣耀主。
Is the original personality of Godhead, the source of everything.
那么所以呢，他是最原初的至尊人格首身，他是一切的源泉。
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered this poem the greatest poem.
那么所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 认为呢，就是这首诗歌呢是最美妙的、最伟大的诗歌。
Because it's completely glorification of Krishna.
因为呢，它完全的荣耀了主 Krishna。
So immediately from the very beginning, Lord Brahma could realize is the distinction between Him and the Supreme Lord.
所以呢，在最一开始的时候，主 Brahma 他就能够把他和至尊主区分开来。
Yes, they were one because they had the same nature.
当然了，他们是合一，就是相同的，因为他们有同样的本性。
And that's why he could understand, he could realize the glories of the Supreme Lord.
那就这个原因呢，使他能够去理解，能够明白至尊人格首身的荣耀的光荣。
But even though he sees is such a great Vaishnava, such a great devotee, and he had the darshan of the Lord himself, still he's confessing that he does not know the Lord very much.
但是呢，就即便他是这样一位伟大的奉献者，而且他也亲自见到了主，但是呢，他还会去说，去承认他自己完全不明白、不理解主。
What to speak of others who don't have any connection with devotional service? How can they know? How can they think that they know the absolute truth?
所以就不要提其他的那些人，就是根本和奉献服务的这个程序没有连接的人，他怎么能够觉得自己是能够明白理解主的呢？
They can realize the most. They can realize the effulgence that emanates from the Lord's body. Yeah, and they can realize that only by the mercy of the Lord.
那么呢，他可能最多能够理解到的就是从这个至尊人格首身身上所绽放出来的这种光灿。而且呢，他的这种理解呢，也是由于这个主的仁慈才能够理解。
But this is just the very very beginning.
但是呢，这仅仅是一个开始而已。
Realizing that spiritual energy.
去明白这个灵性的能量。
But behind the energy, that is the source of that energy, the personality, there is a spiritual world with a variegatedness of forms and activities and pastimes, so many things going on. They cannot have access to that.
但是呢，就在这个能量之上呢，它有一个这个能量的这个源泉。那么也就是说呢，这个能量的源泉，它是一个人。这个人呢，在灵性世界里面，他会去从事着各种各样的活动。那么，所以像这样的人呢，他是没有任何的这个 接入的这个渠道去了解这个人本身的。
So realizing this Brahman, there is no real spiritual life.
所以说呢，理解到了凡并不是一个真正的灵性的觉悟。
Because there is no really life without loving relationships, without the variegatedness.
因为如果要是没有各种各样的灵性的这种活动的互动和交流的话，是不可能。Sorry,
without loving relationships,
then there is no shouldn't have no life. Okay. 就如果要是没有这个爱的关系的话，是不可能有真正的生命的存在的。
And in order to have loving relationships, there is a need of variegatedness.
而且呢，就为了要有这种爱的灵性的这种关系的互动，所以呢，就需要有各种各样的活动才行。
And this is the spiritual world. This is a spiritual existence.
那么这个呢，就是灵性的世界，这就是灵性的存在。
The perfect counterpart of what we experience here.
那么那个呢，是我们在这儿所经历的完美的真实的展现。
Here is just a faint reflection of that reality.
因为呢，我们现在在这儿所体验的只不过是真实的一个倒影而已。
It's just a reflection. It's no tangible existence.
所以我们现在所体验的，它只不过是一个折射。就我们现在所体验的，它并没有一个实际的实质。
If this is a reflection, then the original should be somewhere.
那所以，如果要是我们现在所体验的，它是一个折射，是一个倒影的话，那么。它最原初的那个实体，它肯定是在某一个地方。
So to realize that this material existence is an illusion.
那所以，如果我们要是意识到了我们的这个物质的存在，它是一种幻境。
And the impersonalist also realize that.
而且呢，这个非人格主义者呢，他们其实是意识到了这一点的。
They also realize that.
他们也意识到了这一点。
But this is just the beginning.
但是这仅仅是一个开始而已。
If this material existence is an illusion, then the reality should be a spiritual existence.
那么如果要是这个存在它是一种虚幻的话，那么真正的存在就应该是灵性的存在。
And existence means there are activities, there are varieties, otherwise there is no existence.
那么那种存在呢，也就意味着是有活动的，而且呢是有这种各种各样的活动的，否则的话就不可能有存在了。
So yes, only by devotional service we can have access to this loving relationship, this connection with the Supreme Lord and other individual souls.
那么所以说呢，我们只有通过奉献服务，我们才有可能去接入到这种爱的关系，才能够和这个至尊主以及和其他的生物体有这种美妙的互动。
But we will never be able to understand completely the Lord.
但是呢，我们永远都不可能完全的理解主。
Because the Lord's greatness and the Lord's opulences, the Lord's qualities are unlimited.
因为主他的伟大之处，他的富裕以及他的这个品质都是无限的。
So we will be always in great awe, in great admiration of the Lord's qualities and activities and loving connections with everyone. It will be always amazing us.
那么所以说呢，就是主的品质啊，主的伟大之处啊，以及主他和所有的这些人的这种互动啊，对于我们来说呢。都是妙不可言，但是呢，又是没有办法去理解的，因为实在是太伟大、太浩瀚了。
And whatever we can understand about him is by his grace.
而且呢，我们如果要是能够理解关于他任何的方面的话呢，也都全部来自于他的仁慈。
But we feel so satisfied simply by being under his shelter, being under his protection, being under his loving care.
但是呢，就是在他的庇护之下，在他的保护之下，在他的爱的关怀之下，我们就已经感到非常的心满意足了。
Even in our little steps in our learning how to serve Him, we can already experience so much His kindness.
那就是当我们在向如何去向他服务的这个方面去学习的迈出了一小步的这种状态下，我们已经感到了无限的爱和满足了。
嗯 ，The only thing we want, we desire is that we can come to a platform of serving Him perfectly.
那么我们唯一的想要去愿盼的一件事情，就是能够达到一个能够去完美的服务他的层面。
Because he's such a wonderful person.
因为他是这么美妙的一个人物。
Okay, we stop here.
好，那我们的讲课呢就到这儿。
We have questions until 8:30.
Okay, 那我们呢这个讲课呢到八点半。就是这个有问，如果大家有问问题的话呢，就是可以到八点半的这个时间。那就是呢，阿叔呢现在在线等待大家。如果咱们要是有问题的话，咱们可以抓紧时间来问一下。今天有二十几分钟的时间。
我已经贴上来了，没看到。
哎，我没，我咋没看见呢？
估计得反一下。我先念一下第一个问题吧。
哦，好。哎，我的这个为什么这屏幕这么奇怪呢？要不然。
I see one question.
Yeah. Somehow my screen, I mean my internet.
Two questions.
哎，为什么不行呢？我看不到任何的问题。
Now you see?
I don't. 那个三零八，要不然您给发到我的微信上行吗？有可能吗？
微信？那我得重新连接呀，我得把那个微信登到电脑上。
念吧。
那个小小的仆人图图，明白，敬爱达叔，我们只有与 Krishna 建立爱的关系，我们才有可能爱身边的人。现在对身边的人爱不起来，原因是我们不爱 Krishna 吗？如何把这种爱激发出来呢？感谢达达玛达吉的甜美翻译。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Ashu, this question is from Tutu Mataji. She said that we need to love, the reason for us to love the people around us is because we have the loving relationship with the Lord. However, right now, I don't have any feeling to love the people around me. Is that because I don't love Lord Krishna?
Yeah, exactly.It's the main reason, yes.
确实是这么回事，这主要原因就是因为不爱 Krishna， 所以就没法爱旁边的人。
Because if you love Krishna, we love all His creation.
那么就是因为我们如果要是爱 Krishna 的话呢，我们就会爱 Krishna 所有的创造。
How can we love the Father if you don't love the brothers and sisters?
那么我们如果要是不爱我们的这个兄弟姐妹的话，我们怎么可能说我们爱父亲呢？
The father will never be happy.
那如果这样的话呢？这个爸爸他永远都不会开心的。
So we can only when we love Krishna, when we come develop really loving some loving relationship with Krishna, then certainly we will love everyone.
那么如果我们要是真的要是和 Krishna 有那种爱的关系的话，那我们毫无疑问是会爱 Krishna 的。而且我们是毫无疑问是会爱所有的人的，每一个人的。三藏姐，他那个第二部分的问题是什么来着？我咋一下想不起来了呢？
第二部分是说，就是如何能激发出来对这个 Krishna 和家人的爱。
Okay, how can we be inspired, for having the love to Lord and the family or the people around us?
Again, the best way is to engage in devotional service, because by engaging devotional service, we start to experience so much the grace of the Lord then naturally our understanding broadens, becomes larger, and we can see how actually everybody around us, they are all connected with Krishna. They are all Krishna's children. So how can we not love them if you want to love Krishna?
那么也还有呢，还是强调这一点，就是我们要这个进行这个奉献服务的这个程序。那么因为呢，在通过这个奉献服务的这个程序的时候呢，我们就能够就是有这种更加宽阔的这种胸怀，而且呢，也就能够更加的理解Krishna 和众生之间的这种关系。那么当我们在从事奉献服务的时候呢，我们就对这个 Krishna 就会有这种爱。那么当我们对 Krishna 有爱了以后呢，我们怎么可能不去爱和 Krishna 相连接的那些生物体呢？
It becomes natural. We develop an appreciation, and then gradually kindness, and eventually we love everyone because they're all connected with Krishna. Yes, they because of their material conditioning, they may manifest symptoms that are not so appreciated, but we know that they are all individual souls and they all have a love, are very dear to Krishna.
而且呢，我们就会让自己变得慢慢的具有这种欣赏之心和感恩之心。然后呢，我们就知道了，就是这个所有的这些这个生物体，它实际上是和 Krishna 之间是这个有关系的这个个体灵魂。那么虽然它展现出来是一种可能不太得当的这种行为举止，但是呢，由于我们知道它和 Krishna 之间的这种相连接，所以说呢，我们因为爱 Krishna， 所以我们也就会爱它。
Yeah, we sometimes because people, other people, they may have a character or kind of a nature that is we cannot really match very, very much with, we don't feel comfortable with, then, okay, we can keep a certain distance, a respectful distance, but we should try to love them nevertheless.
但是有些时候呢，可能我们会遇到一些人在这个性格上啊，或者是在这个他的这个脾气秉性上啊，可能跟我们有点不太合。所以说呢，我们在跟他在进行互动交流的时候呢，可能不是那么平顺。但是呢，我们可以选择的是处在一种敬而远之的这种选择，这种处理方式。但是呢，并不能因为我们跟他敬而远之了，就不去爱他了，就我们依然远远的去爱他。
It's like if you love a person very dearly, and that person contracts a very infectious disease.You don't go near that person because you don't want to get that disease, and you don't know how to protect yourself. So you avoid the contact with the person because of the infection. But we don't stop loving that person because of that.
比如说我们有一个就是非常非常有爱的一个人，和他有很好的这种爱的关系，但是呢，这个人他得了传染病。那我们又不知道怎么保护好自己不被传染，所以说呢，我们就选择呢和他这个处在一种相对的这种比较远的这种距离的这种状态，但并不能因为我和他保持了这种距离而导致了我就不爱他了，我依然还会很爱他。
So we have to, but in order to come to that stage of loving others,We have to learn the process of loving Krishna, and by this process of loving Krishna, we will understand more and more about the reality of everyone, and then we start developing love for every living entity.
但是呢，为了要建立起去爱这个人的这种关系或者这种能力，我们必须要让自己先去爱 Krishna。那么当我们在这个服务 Krishna 的时候呢，我们越多的去爱了 Krishna， 我们就越多的能够理解 Krishna 和这些生物体之间的这种关系，那我们就能够越多的去爱这些人。
Yes, we don't just love the human beings, but we love all the other living entities.
那么所以说呢，我们并不仅仅是爱人，而且呢，我们是会爱所有的一切的众生。
But of course, we are not going to hug a tiger.
但是呢，我们也不会去拥抱一头老虎。
Because we know, because of his conditioning, is in such a body which can harm me.
因为呢，就是由于他处在这种在条件限制中的这个躯体里面，导致了如果我要去抱他的话呢，他可能就会伤害我。
And he may not understand my loving feelings for him.
而且呢，他可能也没有办法去理解我对他的这种爱的情感。
It's just because of material conditioning.
但是这个呢，完全是出于他自己所处在的这种物质的条件的限制。
Otherwise, he's an individual soul like me. He's also part and parcel of Krishna. He has also a loving relationship with Krishna.
否则的话呢，他只不过和我一样，也是一个灵性的个体的这个灵魂，而且呢。这个 Krishna 也在他的内心之中，而且呢，他和 Krishna 之间呢也是有这种爱的关系的存在的。
So yes, and okay, we are not yet at that stage of loving everyone. We have not yet developed much love for Krishna, but at least.We can start loving those who are very close to us. Show them affection, show them love, because in this way they can become somehow attracted to know something about Krishna by seeing how wonderful we are with them, how nice we are with them.
Okay, 那我们现在也许可能呢还没有办法去爱所有的人，因为我们现在呢也没有和 Krishna 建立起那么紧密的这种关系，去理解到我要去爱所有的人。但是至少我现在可以去爱我身边的我所爱的那些非常亲近的人。那么当我们对他表现出我们的爱和关怀的时候呢，就给他们树立了一种这种榜样，而且呢让他们感觉到了我们的这种善意。然后呢，使得他们愿意去理解 Krishna， 也愿意去了解一下关于 Krishna 的信息。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from 简爱瑜伽染，顶拜阿叔，每次听到阿叔讲课都收获得很大，感恩。帮朋友请教阿叔一个问题：如何更好的理解人格烦呢？他这方面有疑惑，感恩您 ，Hare Krishna. Please accept my very humble witnesses.I feel very beneficiary every time hearing your lecture. And so thank you very much. I would like to ask a question on behalf of my friend. He asked you to elaborate a little bit more about the personalized Brahman. Because he has some doubts about this issue. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Brahman is an energy.
那么 Brahman 凡它是一个能量。
Is the spiritual energy.
它是一个灵性的能量。
Yes, that spiritual energy is the basis of eternity, bliss, and knowledge.
那么这个能量呢，它是基于它是永恒的，它是极乐的，而且它是充满知识的。
But the most prominent aspect in Brahman manifested is just the fact that it's eternal, it's an eternal energy.
但是呢，就是这个凡它所展现出来的最主要的这个方面呢，是永恒的，所以它是一个永恒的能量。
And we by nature, we belong to that eternal energy.
但是我们从本性上来说呢，我们是属于那个永恒的能量的。
But Brahman is an energy, so Brahman as a source.
那么这个 Brahman 呢，就是这个梵呢，它是一个能量，它是一个源泉。
The source must be the source of energy is a person.
那么这那既然它是一个源泉，那么这个源泉的根源就是一个人。
The energy is impersonal.
那么所以说呢，就这个能量本身它是非人格的。
But the source of the energy is personal.
但是呢，这个能量的根源它是人格的。
All the energies that we are, even in this world, what the energies that we are experiencing are coming from persons.
但是就是在这个，即便是在这个世界，我们能够体验到的所有的这些能量，它全部都是来自于一个人的。
I may have a strength to move things. That strength is coming from me. I'm a person.
那也许可能我有一些力量去能够挪动这个东西。 那么这个挪动东西的这个力量呢，它是来自于我的，那我呢是一个人。
I may have ability to do things which is an energy, but that ability is coming from me. I am a person.
那么也许可能我有一些能力去做一些事情，那么这个能力呢，它是一个能量，但这个能量呢，它是来自于我，我是这个人。
We see the sunshine is an energy.
比如说我们可以看到太阳光，那么这个太阳光呢，它也是一个能量。
That sunshine is coming from the sun planet, and the sun planet there is the sun god.
那么这个太阳光呢，它是来自于太阳的这个球体。那么这个球体里面呢，有一个人，这个人就是太阳神。
The wind is the air is blow the wind is blowing the wind as is an energy.
那么这个空气里面会有流动的气体，这个流动的气体呢就是风，风呢就是一个能量。
It's energy of a person, the wind god.
那么这个能量呢，它来自于一个人，这个人呢就是风神。
So energies are always connected with energetic, a person.
那么所以说呢，这个能量呢，它总是和一个能量的拥有者和一个人。
So the same way, Brahman, the supreme energy, spiritual energy as a source, and that source the scriptures reveal is Krishna, is a person.
那么所以说呢，这个 Brahman 它也是一个能量，那么这个能量呢，它是有一个源泉的，这个源泉呢就是这个人，那么在这个经典里面所揭示的这个人就是 Krishna。
So to become one with Brahman is just the beginning, just to realize that we also belong to that spiritual nature。
那么所以说呢，如果要是能够这个意识到和凡相合一的话呢，那么它是一个开始，那么这个也是我们的一个灵性的本性。
To realize that we belong to that spiritual nature.
那么去意识到我们是属于那个灵性的本性的。
But once we realize we are part of that spiritual nature, then we realize that there is the source of that spiritual nature to whom we are connected, and that's Krishna.
那然后呢？当我们意识到了我们有这个灵性的本性之后呢，我们又发现了，就是和这个灵性本性的相连接的是一个本性的源泉，就这个能量的这个源泉，这源泉就是 Krishna。
So to realize that I am Brahman is to realize that I am not material, I am a spiritual entity.
那么所以说呢，也就意识到了我是 Brahman, 我是灵性的个体。
I'm not a material entity.
我不是一个物质的个体。
But then, when we realize that I'm a spiritual entity, comes next, my existence, my real existence, spiritual existence.
那然后呢，在这一层的认知之上呢，我就能够意识到我自己的这个存在是什么。我自己存在是一个灵性的存在。
Existence means activities, in relationships, you know.This is what means an existence.
那么这个存在意味着什么？存在也就意味着是有活动的，是有关系的。
This is in connection with Krishna, the source of all energies.
那么所以说这个人就和 Krishna 相连接在一起了。那么 Krishna 呢，它是所有的源，是所有的能量的源泉。
So don't be satisfied just to take benefit from the sunshine. Try to understand the source of the sunshine, which is the demigod of the sun.
那么所以说呢，就不要只是这个满意于能够了解到这个阳光，而要满意于能够去理解到阳光后面的这个代表它的那个半神人太阳神。
Because in a material world we take it for granted, we just accept the energies without seeing the source of the energies. In a material world we take it for granted, we want to enjoy the energies without giving any regard to the source of the energy.
Okay, 因为在物质世界的时候呢，有的时候我们就非常的想当然的去享受这些能量，但是我们并没有真正的去感恩这个能量背后的那个源泉。
That's why we have the sunshine for free, we have water for free, rainwater for free, we have the air for free, all these things, and we take it for granted that they're just there for our enjoyment, for our...to allow us to live and be happy here.
那所以说呢，我们可能也就会想当然的去这个免费的去使用给我们的这个空气呀、水呀，那么我们并没有去真正的感恩给我们的，就是这就是赐给我们这些这个物质，让我们能够生活下来的这些物质存在背后的那个源泉。
But we forget that all these things are supplied by persons.
而且呢，我们就忘记了所有的这一切呢，全部都是由人所提供的。
Demigods and those persons are acting on behalf as representatives of that one supreme person.
而且呢，就是这些人呢，他们都是半神人。那么这些半神人呢，他们都是代表着至尊人格守神在工作的，在赐给我们这些所需。
So in the spiritual world, that Supreme Lord is there, and all living entities who have realized Brahman, who have realized that they are spiritual by nature.
那么所以说呢，就是我们我们 couldn't say it again.
Did you hear me?
No, I did hear you, but I was not able to. I didn't catch up.
Okay.Let me see if I retrace my answer. Because my connection also was messed up for a few seconds.
Okay.
So once we realize that we are Brahman.
所以呢，当我们意识到我们是 Brahman 的时候。
Then the next stage is to know the source of that Brahman.
那么，所以呢，下一个阶段呢，就是要去明白这个 Brahman 后面有一个源泉，我们需要理解到这一点。
And develop a loving relationship with him.
然后呢，去和他建立起一个爱的关系。
It's like you understand that you are a person.
那么就好像是你明白了你是一个人。
And you have an origin.
而且呢，有一个源泉。
You have a father.
有一个父亲。
So you can just okay, you can just know I am a person.And I am a father. I have a father.
那所以呢，你现在就可以理解了。我是一个人，我有一个父亲。
But you can also go further and say, I want to have a loving relationship with my father.
那然后呢，你还可以接着往前想，就是我和我的父亲之间的一个爱的关系。
And this is what devotees want. They want not just to realize that they are spiritual, they are Brahman, but they want to understand.To realize the source of Brahman and have a loving relationship with it.
所以呢，这就是一个奉献者他想做的一件事情。他并不是仅仅的止步于明白了我是一个凡，然后呢，我是这个灵性的，而是呢，他需要知道就这个凡的背后的这个拥有者，并且呢，需要和这个拥有者之间有这种爱的关系。
Because as we value loving relationships here.In perfection, we also value loving relationships much better.
那么虽然说呢，就是我们在就是在这个物质世界，我们其实已经非常的去珍视我们的这种关系。但是呢，就这种关系呢，它并不是完美的，所以呢，我们也希望能够珍视更好的这种关系。
Okay, next last question.
还有一个呢。
There is a question from Das Peru Umadaji. 请问阿叔，非人格主义的倾向在我们的日程行为心态中具体是怎么表现的？我们如何观察自己的非人格主义倾向，又如何克服这种倾向？阿叔， my question is that how the our mentality of impersonalist orientation manifested in our daily life, and also how those showed in our mentality, and how can we really observe those? How can we conquer those orientation?
Well, the tendency is that we in the material world we tend to be very very selfish.
那么在这个物质世界里面呢，我们经常就会变得非常的自私。
We think only about our own interest.
那么我们只是会想着我们自己的这些利益。
And we forget that our own interest is related with the interest of others.
而且呢，我们也忘记了，就是我们的利益其实和其他的利益人的利益相连接在一起的。
So when you become very selfish,
所以说呢，当你变得很自私的时候
We think we are the center of the universe.
那么我们就觉得我们是宇宙之中心。
And everything should be moving around ourselves for our satisfaction.
那么所有的一切呢，都应该是按照我们自己的这种心满意足的方式而运转的。
We think we are the center.
所以我们就觉得我们是中心。
So this is selfishness.
所以这是自私。
So this is impersonal. Is a tinge of impersonalism.
那么所以呢，这个就是由于被渲染上了非人格的这种情绪，所以。
I am one.
我是一。
I am the one, and everything exists should exist for my interest.
那么就是因为我是那个一，所以呢，其他的一切的这个存在，它全部都要围绕我的利益而展开。
So we become oblivious that there are other individuals around us and with their individual interests, individual necessities, and individual aspirations. We forget all these things.
所以说呢，我们就会忽视在我们身边所存在的其他的一切，然后呢，我们也就会不会再去想着其他的那些个体他们的这些利益了，以及他们的这个益处了。
We tend even to ignore their existence.
而且呢，我们也会忽视他们的存在。
You may say, but now I care for my children, I care for my husband and wife, and yes, we care for a few ones because they are the ones who are contributing the most for our happiness. But others we care, we don't care.
你怎么能这么说呢？我谁都不关心。我那么好的照顾着我的孩子，爱着我的丈夫或者我的妻子。是的，您可能是关心您身边的某些人，但是您关心他的原因也是由于为了得到自己的这个快乐而去关心的，而对于其他人的那些死活就不管了。
Okay, you're going to have to. Okay, maybe one more question.
Okay, 我们再请阿叔回答一个问题。这个问题是来自于安徽天天妈的问题，妈姐的问题。顶拜亲爱的阿叔，我想请问一下，凡是来到这个物质世界的生物都是反叛神的生物，是这样吗？那么这个Brahma 也是反叛神的生物吗？ Hare Krishna. 阿叔， my question is that for all of the living entity who are actually coming to this material world are the entities who are rebel to the Lord. So I want to clarify with you that if Lord Brahma is also one of those rebellions to the Lord, Hare Krishna.
No, it's not a rebellion to the Lord. It certainly was not yet perfect from the previous life. It's not everybody's rebellious. Some are not yet perfect, so they have to come back.
不是的，不是的，就是这个主 Brahma， 他不是说是反叛的，但是呢，他肯定是不完美的，他的前一生并没有达到完美。就我们很多来到物质世界的人呢，他是由于前世没有达到完美，所以呢就必须还得再回来。
So the first living entities created by Lord Brahma, the great demigods, these are all devotees, but they are not perfect devotees yet, and so they are given an opportunity to continue their devotional service, and the Lord gives them some responsibility within the universal management.
所以说呢，就是由这个宇宙的第一个生物主 Brahma 他所创造出来的所有的那些最开始前来的那些半神人们，那么他们呢就是奉献者，但是他们都是没有达到完美的奉献者，所以他们需要前来再次的这种修行，所以主呢就给了他们一些职责，让他们去管理宇宙的这些事物。
So, and they are given great positions because they will have a larger influence over other individual souls, and they can be a good example, a good inspiration for others.
而且呢，他们呢，就是能有对于其他的这些生物体呢有很好的这种影响力，而且呢，他们也能够为其他的这些生物体呢树立一个很好的榜样。所以说呢，就是他们的这种榜样的力量就可以激发其他的人。
Okay, one more question.
The next question is from Sakhi Mataji. 顶拜阿叔，感恩您的精彩讲述。一个朋友修习其他的瑜伽体系，通过冥想的程序，他进入了您刚才讲述的与主合一的状态，感受到了喜悦、智慧和爱的连接。那么这种灵性能量连接的体验，让他不能够对我们的程序感兴趣，并且他不同意我们所说的非人格的解释。他认为两种程序没有冲突，都是与主建立爱的关系。请问阿叔，他的问题出在哪里？我们需要争取让他理解我们与他之间的区别吗？ So this question is from Sati Mataji. Thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. One of my friend who is practice the other path of the yoga, who is through in the meditation. Then he actually to be in the state, to be one as, with the Lord, and he can feel the happiness and also the wisdom and the love to be connected all together. This spiritual experience or connection through this spiritual energy to make him not interested in our path. And he actually disagree about our explanation to the impersonalist, impersonalism. And also he believed that there was no conflictions between his path and our path in a way of establish the loving relationship with the Lord. So my question is that what is the problem on him? Do we need to try to let him to understand the differences between the practice of his and us?
Well, most impersonalists, they practice devotional service.
那么很多就是大部分的这些非人格主义者呢，他们其实都是在练习奉爱服务。
But it's notdevotional service for them is not the goal, is just a means to attain, to attain that oneness, to become Brahman, to become the Supreme.
但是呢，他们的这种奉爱服务呢，并不是一个这个目标。他们的这种这个修习的这个奉爱程序呢，是为了要让他们达到最后跟至尊、跟凡合一的这个境界。
This is a very is a class of impersonalist that is very dangerous.
那么就是这一类的这个非人格主义者呢是非常的危险的。
They are called Mayavadis.
那么这样的人呢被称为叫 Mayavadi, 假象宗。
And they know Krishna exists, but they think Krishna is just a manifestation of Brahman.
那么他们呢知道有 Krishna, 但是他觉得 Krishna 呢他只是 Brahman 的一个展示。
So, but by serving Krishna in devotional service and performing devotional service, then they can attain perfection and they become one with everything.
那所以说呢，就是通过这个对 Krishna 的做这个奉献服务，然后使他最后能够和一切合一。
Means when you become really liberated, we don't need to do these activities anymore, and there is no Krishna anymore. We are all one.
那也就意味着，就是当真正的达到了那个觉悟的那个状态的时候呢，他也就不需要再有 Krishna 了，而且他也不需要再去做奉献服务了，就是他就和所有的一切都成为了一体。
So they utilize devotional service as a means to achieve oneness.
所以呢，他们就用这个奉献服务来作为一个能够达到合一的工具。
Because even to realize oneness, we need the mercy of Krishna.
因为呢，就即便是我们达到了这个，即便是我们要是能够达到这种合一的觉悟的话，我们也需要有 Krishna 的仁慈才行。
But it's just a means to achieve some higher goal, according to them.
但是对于他们来说呢，这只不过是让他们达到一个更高目标的一个工具。
So to become one, to become the supreme.
那么这样的话呢，就能够变成一，然后呢，让自己变成了至尊。
It's just a different level of selfishness.
所以说这
higher level of selfishness.
这只不过是一个更高层面的自私而已。
So their goal is not love.
所以说呢，他们的目标并不是爱。
Love is the means.
那对他来说，爱它只不过是一个工具而已。
And then we don't need any more this loving relationship because we are all one, we are all supreme.
那然后呢，就是因为我们大家都是一，而且我们都是至尊，所以我们就不需要再有这个爱的关系和爱的这个程序了。
This is very appealing to many people because it's just a way of the inflating, of making it even bigger, this sense that we have already, this selfish tendency that we already have in the material world. So it makes it more perfect.
那么这个呢，其实对于很多人来说呢，是非常的有吸引力的。原因呢，是由于我们在这个物质世界里面，其实已经有了这种自私的这种倾向。那这样的一种修行方式呢，就使我们的就是这种最后这种自私的这个目的呢，变得更加的膨胀，然后呢，变得更加的完美。
Because of selfishness, everybody thinks he's very important. He's the center.
那么因为就是由于这种自私的这种倾向使每一个人都觉得自己是很重要的都是中心。
And the topmost selfishness is to be, I am supreme, I am the top.
而且呢就是这个最高的这种心满意足就是我是至尊我是最高的。
It's very convenient.
那这是很方便的一种状态。
But they destroy totally their individuality and any opportunity for loving exchanges when...
但是呢，他却完全的毁掉了自己的个体性，而且呢，失去了去和别人去进行互动交流的机会。
Okay, we have to stop here.
Okay, 我们必须得停在这儿了。
So please, Sati, keep all those questions not answered yet for next time.
Two questions. 那所以，请Sati妈一定要把就是现在两道没有回答的问题呢，留着下次回答。
Thank you, everybody, for your questions.
非常感谢大家所提出来的问题。
Thank everybody or everybody else who heard.
那也非常感谢在聆听的奉献者们。
And a special thank you to Sati and Dhanakeli Mataji for allowing us to be together.
那特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dhanakeli 为我们安排这个机会，让我们可以在这里联谊。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
Ashu ki jai. 外昆塔之音，服务原因聆听。我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常的感谢 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。谢谢 Sati Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台，非常感谢所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。Hare Krishna, 感恩大家。